Welcome back to English Only with the Doctor. You're listening to Graphite 94.9 FM, and I am in the house. Well, it's kind of rainy, not too rainy outside. It's strange. This kind of weather makes me a little cranky, to be honest. And I'm not sure how I can deal with it. I try to eat healthy. I try to exercise on a regular basis. But when it's gray and undecided on whether it's going to be a really rainy day or not, I feel emotionally conflicted. So to kind of rebound off of that and what's happening in Compiègne lately and what's happening in the world, I guess, yesterday we marked the International Women's Day, which is really cool. And there have been manifestations over the last 2 days in Compiègne against a couple of reforms that probably shouldn't be changing. This said, I thought maybe I would devote this next hour to providing you with innocuous facts about influential women, mixed with mostly punk rock music and anti-establishment. On our first note, before we start any of the historical content, I introduce Biff Naked and Love Myself Today. This is for all the women out there, girls. I love you.
You left me like a broken doll in pieces as I took the fall for you. You don't chomp, you left me free falling like space junk, burning up in the atmosphere of life. Well, I sound like a philosopher, but I'm a fool, so I'm a rocker, cause I let you in my heart that one last time. So I had enough, made up my mind, I'm gonna get up. In a big red truck, but you're out of luck this time. Well, that's tough, cause I'm on fire, too hot to touch. In the chat room full of lovers on the line. Gonna stare right up, spit shine my soul. I'm gonna be proud and loud and out of control. Your last look forever.
Now, Biff Naked is known to be one of Canada's most top-selling artists, one of her, and she's also known for her convictions. She is a hardcore vegan, I've said this before, and she lives a very straight-eight lifestyle, no drinking, no promiscuity, no drugs, no stimulants, nothing at all. It's all about being present and living her life the way she needs to live her life. Which brings me to our first Canadian influential woman. I'm getting this information from CanadianAffair.com. It is a blog, and it's talking about influential Canadian women in history. And our first one is Nellie McClung. She graced her presence on Canadian soil between 1873 and 1951. And she changed the face of women's rights in Canada after the First World War. She was a mother of five, and she still found time to partake in the suffragette movement that began in the early 1900s. While residing in Winnipeg, Manitoba, for 4 years, she used her natural oral skills and playful sense of humor to campaign for women's right to vote. Thank you very much, Nellie. I actually lived next door to a group of Nellies when I lived in Edmonton, Alberta. The people in front of us, I lived in this small house. It's probably built in the 1940s. And there was after the Second World War, there was this influx of military men that were coming home. And to provide them with housing, they made these like small little teeny weeny houses. They were about, 800 square feet maximum, itty bitty little houses. Anyway, my neighbors to the front of me, I called them the Nellies because every woman, every eldest woman in her family for generations was called Nellie. This next song is by Peaches, Boys Wanna Be Like Her. Now, Peaches, I've said to you before, she was a Canadian punk rock alternative band singer. She's really cool, actually. I think she's really avant-garde. And she's like Kevin Costner in the Waterworld. She is before her time. She currently resides in Berlin, and she just did a tour of Europe. This is Boys Wanna Be Her.
So do you. listen up, voices scatter, listen up, listen up, 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 listen up, voices scatter.
Peaches, I think, is a fantastic artist. I think she is a trailblazer and a strong character. And there's just such a presence in her, not just when you watch a video or when you see her live. Her presence extends through the music, the musical choices she makes and the lyrics she chooses. So on the note of a trailblazer, we're going to bring you into Canadian history again. This information comes from CanadianHistory.ca, and it's women, 36 more great women. That's if you're looking up this information, that's where you find it. And we're going to talk about Fanny, a.k.a. Bobby Rosenfield, who lived between 1904 to 1969. Now, she is the quintessential spokesperson for athleticism in the early and first quarter of the 19th century, or the 20th century. She was not only a trailblazer in terms of what she did in terms of her athleticism, she was also a sports writer. So this is a female, she by 1923, she was ranked the top female Canadian sprinter. And in 1925, she was number one in the 200 meters long jump, short, shot put, and discus. She represented Canada in the Amsterdam 1928 Summer Olympics, taking the gold in the 4x100 meter relay and the silver in the 100 meter race. She went on to play softball and hockey, and she was voted an outstanding women's hockey player in Ontario. She was fantastic. This woman was amazing and hardcore. Thinking of being hardcore, I'm back to Peaches, man. I think she's fantastic. But she did a collaboration with Pink, which is our next song, Oh My God.
Make me say your name. If I can't remember, then give me all your pain. I can still listen, or I can make you scream. Cause it'd make it better. Just put your trust in me. Oh my God, a little slower. Sugar walls, problem solved, it's dissolved with the solvent, no less spit, lickety lick, not so quick, it's a slick ride, make my meat slide, cause we're all pink inside. This can be really easy, it doesn't have to be hard, yeah baby let me show you, I have you. Why don't you come in here, baby? Why don't we sit and talk? Oh my God, let me feel you, baby.
Welcome back to Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor. So, thank you for joining me today. I know normally during the drive time I might talk a little bit too much, or I might do more or focus a lot on Canadian rock music, but today we're going to focus a little bit on Canadian women's history, as well as anti-establishment, let's go manifestation, to support the people that over the last 2 days, or sorry, Tuesday and Wednesday, they were protesting for their rights, for their future. That said, I would like to talk about the next woman on my list. It's Margaret Duvila. Now, I went to junior high and high school in St. Albert, Alberta, and I was part of the first graduating class, and it was a French-Canadian, it was a French immersion school. And our school name was École Secondaire Sainte-Marguerite-du-Villa. It was canonized into she was canonized as a saint in 1990, and it was a big deal. Now, this woman was an activist for the rights of the poor and founder of what was called the Order of Sisters of Charity in Montreal, the Grey Nuns. She was a Canadian-born person to be declared a saint. She's the first by the Roman Catholic Church. While she was married, she suffered greatly, apparently. 4 of her 6 children died in infancy. Her husband was often away engaged in illegal activity. And in 1737, 7 years after her husband's death, she founded, and with 3 other women, a religious order to serve the poor in Montreal. She also created such an interesting, I don't know what she did with the finances, but apparently she was able to operate a general hospital in Montreal and brought the hospital out of debt, which is pretty cool. This said, she was blessed by the Pope John Paul in 1959 and as the Mother of Universal Charity and canonized in 1990. Now, our next song that's kind of related, not really. Her name is Ada Lee, or this is an artist. Her name is Ada Lee. And I thought that she matched really well with St. Margaret Duvila, because when I was going to junior high, I remember having to create this play. And in researching this woman, there was a certain tenderness about her that I found really amazing. Now, I'm not promoting any kind of religious belief systems. I'm just promoting women and people and humanity and human behavior. And she seemed to be truthfully and sincerely a kind human being. Now, this next song, The Party, feels similar. Ada is she's a really interesting musician. She is visually appealing. Her videos are filled with bold and dramatic colors, and her voice is almost like angelic and tender. So on the note of Sainte Marguerite Duvila, this is Ada and the Party. Ada Lee and the Party. Mm-hmm.
ditch the party in your beat up truck. You're always leaving when the night starts. And the moon was a strange shade of green, orange. Was I wrong? 'Cause I couldn't tell the difference at all. At all. Watching you get away. And that night was a pure shade of honest or something. Was I wrong? 'Cause I couldn't tell the difference at all. At all.
Now, the next woman that we're going to be talking about is a Canadian musician. Her name is Joni Mitchell. Now, she was born in Fort McLeod, Alberta, in northern Alberta. I'm an Alberta born, so I always like to support female artists from that area. I'm a little biased. I know it's terrible. And this is a song called Big Yellow Taxi.
Put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? The Cave Paradise put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. Charge the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Go, that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved
me pay paradise. Put up a parking lot. Me pay paradise. Put up a parking lot. Me pay paradise. Put up a parking lot.
What I really like about that song is that it talks about, well, I don't know if I like this fact, but I wanted to underline it, is that this Big Yellow Taxi song from Joni Mitchell came out in 1970. That is 30, 40, 53 years ago. And the topics that she's talking about are still relevant today. So one of the lyrics, if you were listening, she said, dear farmer, let go of the DTT. I like the bruises on my apples and the birds and the bees. This is something even in today's society, even after having known that what the harmful effects of some chemicals on our agricultural systems have and long-term effects, and we're still advocating against that. And this brings me a little bit to the manifestations that I was participating in and I saw online yesterday and the day before yesterday, that even though our voices are loud today, we could still be screaming about it in 50 years and still nothing gets done. So the choices that we're making to make these things happen are complex and dynamic and layered. So on this kind of note, I wanted to talk a little bit about Margaret Atwood. I've talked about her before because she's one of my favorite Canadian writers, and she's just fantastic. She is stout. She's got a really interesting, a baritone voice. She is wise beyond her years, and just from a historical perspective, I find her interesting from a feminist Canadian way of looking at things. Now, a lot of people think that feminism is hardcore anti-male. This is not what's going on in my head, not specifically to Margaret Atwood. It's more about a lot of her writing, especially the ones that are more feministly inclined, specifically The Edible Woman, isn't anti-man. It is more like pro-women in our current society. So it's a very different way of looking at it. She says that she doesn't like the label of feminist, and she says it's a clear, but for her, it's themes of empowerment in her work that's more important. She's environmentally conscious, and she's led several patents to Atwood's name, as well as the invention of long pen. Long pen was designed to allow a person to transmit their own handwriting across the world, therefore allowing Atwood to perform remote book signings and thus save fuel and energy. She's pretty cool. Now, if you have never read The Edible Woman, that's fine. She published in 1969, and it was her, I believe it was her master's degree thesis. You might know her more from The Handmaid's Tale, Oryx and the Crake, or Cat's Eye. Those are three books that you might have read more recently that are hers. On that note, I think she's a bit of a wild woman, and we're going to appreciate that with Steppenwolf and Born to be Wild.
With the wind and the feeling that I'm under.
That was Born to Be Wild by Stefan Wolf on Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor. So if you know a little bit about Stefan Wolf, what's essential to know is that they were originally active from 1960 to 1970. And if you've ever watched Easy Rider, you have heard this song. I also know that it was used in a couple of other movies, but I don't know which ones they were because I'm terrible with stuff like that. It's awful. I like soundtracks, but I don't seem to associate the soundtrack with the movie. It's funny. Anyway, that said, we're going to talk a little bit about... We're going to switch gears a little bit. So the next 30 minutes, we're going to focus a little bit more on... A specific genre of music that not everybody loves. I don't mind. I really like punk rock music. What I like about punk rock music is that it originates in the 70s and it is still pretty cool. So the first group I'm going to introduce you to is they're Canadians, and why I think they're really cool and bringing them up today is because it relates a little bit to influential Canadians in Canada, because these three women. From Vancouver, British Columbia, were the first female punk bands in the 70s. And they started a movement. These are the Dish Rags and Love Is Shit. That was the Dish Rags. It was a very short song, but I just think it's fantastic. It's goodbye, love is shit. The next group we're going to focus on is Chicks Dig It. And this is Paint Her Toenails.
Cows and her mom cooks ceramics and
That was the band Chicks Dig It from Calgary. The group members met in high school in 1990. So they've been on the scene since 1991. And I like them. I think that they're interesting. What I also like about them is their name, Chicks Dig It. So if you're a French speaker and you don't know this play on words, chick is a another way of saying a female. So when you say chicks with an S, dig, that means they like, ils kiffent, and it. So the word, the name of their band is Chicks Dig It. And do you know what else chicks dig? They like science. When I'm looking through this, these two websites, the Canadian Affair website and then CanadaHistory.ca websites, when I was searching for influential, important women of Canada, a lot of them were in the science field, but in the early sciences, not the early sciences, but where it was really hard to be in the field of science. This next person I would like to showcase is Elise McGill. She lived between 1905 and 1980, and she was the first Canadian woman to end an electrical engineering degree and the first woman in North America to earn a master's degree in aeronautical engineering and the world's first female aircraft designer. There was a comic book series about McGill, and they dubbed her the Queen of the Hurricanes. She worked during the Second World War as the chief engineer for Canadian Car and Foundry Company, overseeing the productions of the Hawker Hurricane in Canada, which is an aircraft. And she was named to the Royal Commission on the Status of Women in 1967. Cool beans, man. This woman is awesome. This next song is by Billy Talent. It's called Hanging Out With.
Just did what I was told when I was hanging out with all the wrong people. I stole a car, I robbed a bank, I siphoned gas out of a tank. I made decisions some would call illegal. It all came catching up to me right at the age of 23. I met the consequence of reckless ego. They cuffed my hands, led me to jail, then gave me 20 months, no bail. Said I've been hanging. A guy I used to know that said he fell in love for all the wrong reasons. She got the house, she took the cat, she got the shirt right off his back, and now she's living in the Caribbean. There was a girl from down the road who had a hottest, purest girlfriend, took her to a church and said,
I've never seen
That was Billy Talent and Hanging Out with All the Wrong People from their 2022 album Crisis of Faith. Billy Talent and his group. Now, they are a Canadian band from Mississauga, Ontario, and they started in 1993. They are considered a punk rock band. I don't find them as punky as some of the next songs coming up on Graphit 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor, but they are still punk rock. One thing I'd like to underline is some of the lyrics that he said is hanging out with all the wrong people. Now, we all come from different generations and different walks of life. And we've all experienced probably our parents telling us at some point in our youth or even in our adulthood that perhaps these people are not the right people to hang out with. Now, when I was growing up, I was really lucky because I came from a really affluent society that was relatively open. I didn't come from an affluent background. My personal life, we didn't have a lot of money, but a lot of my friends did. And the people that I was privileged to have picked me or I have picked them were not people that were close-minded, that were too good for you or that considered themselves better than everyone else. There were people like that in my high school, but not the ones that were close to me. And when I think about my youth and when that statement was said, I can think of two instances specifically. One was the troublemakers in front of my house, Danielle and her crew. My mother did not like them. I liked them. I still like them even as an adult. As an adult, I thought they were pretty funny because they were funny, but sure did they get into trouble. And then my grandmother used to be very, very, very racist against Indigenous populations. Now, I fought and fought with my grandma most of my young life until the point where she said, you know, I finally understand what you're talking about. It's okay. I'm okay with Native people. They are part of our society. And in bringing this idea, I had to fight really hard with my grandma until she was in her 70s when she finally accepted that human beings are all equal on the basis of just basic human nature, and that it's what we do that matters, not what we look like. So this First Nations singer has been showcased several times on this show, Buffy St. Marie. She was born in Saskatchewan. She was adopted, and they moved her to Massachusetts. But she spent her summers in Canada on the reserve. So she had this really interesting biracial kind of upbringing or bicultural upbringing. She is a gifted songwriter, and her work has been covered by well-known artists, including Janis Joplin, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, and she gained popularity by regularly appearing on Sesame Street in order to teach children about her cultural heritage. And in 2003, she became a spokesperson for UNESCO, Associated Schools Project Network in Canada. She is by far, I think, the most interesting Indigenous Canadian that I know of as a female. And what I really like about her is that she holds on to her heritage like it is her skin, which is what we should all do. So on that note, we're going to talk about the Real Mackenzies and the song. This is a very strange song. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's called Scots What Have You. So they are a Canadian punk band, but their shtick, I guess you could say, is Irish. Gaelic? We'll listen to it. I'll try to remember the word for that in a second. Scottish. It's Scottish. There you go.
Yeah.
That was the Real McKenzies and the Scots Werehey. Now they are, I misspoke earlier. They are the founders of the Celtic punk movement about 10 years after the Pogues, if you're into punk Celtic music from the UK. These are the Canadian versions and they're fantastic. I really like them. I like the bagpipes, to be honest. I'm a huge fan of the bagpipes and I really like the banjo. I don't know why those two musical instruments make me want to dance, but they really do. I don't know, something to do with the, I don't know what it is. I just really like the bagpipes. I get all excited. You should see me. I have this huge smile on my face and my eyes are starting to glitter like I ate way too much dark chocolate. Now, the next person I wanted to introduce you to is Lewis Arbour. She was born in 1947. She still is in existence today. And what she is renowned for is her many legal firsts, from the first prosecutor of sexual assault as the Articles of Crimes Against Humanities to calling heads of states to justice. She was born in Montreal, Quebec, and she's spent both her childhood and university years in the city. She moved to Ontario after university, where she had to adjust her life to English-speaking state after an entire upbringing in French. In 1996, she was recommended and appointed as chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Tribunal of Rwanda in Oshawa, and the International Criminal Tribunal for Former Yugoslavia in The Hague. Since then, Arbour has been part of the Supreme Court of Canada and has been rewarded for her contributions to developing justice systems of Canada and beyond, winning various awards. This information comes from CanadianAffair.com. And lawyers are an interesting breed. They need to be able to disassociate themselves from the negative talk, the negative press, the negative consciousness of something, to be able to do their job to the best of their ability, because there's nothing worse than an emotional lawyer trying to defend you, and there's nothing worse than an emotional doctor that can't see the illness past the emotion of or the state of the patient. It makes them unique individuals, and I think that is that'd be very hard for me to do, to dissociate my emotions from my job. Because it's one of the reasons why I love my job so much, is because I am emotionally connected to it. So hats off to all the lawyers and doctors on the planet. Hats off to all the women's lawyers and doctors on the planet, especially those to Canada. And let's think about what the Duchess says relating to negative thoughts, which is our next song on Graph Hit 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor. Thank you. That was The Duchess Says and their song Negative Thoughts. This is our last song. I've run out of time, so I'm just going to have to say goodbye for this week and hope to see you next week. But The Duchess Says is a mantra. It's an electro rock alternative music band that was formed in Montreal in 2003. So if you like what they do, I'd suggest you look them up. It's That Duchess Says. On that final note, on Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with a Doctor, I thank you for humoring me and supporting me through this small little walk down Canadian Women's History Memory Lane, combined with music all from Canada. I wish you a fantastic drive home, a safe drive home, and future steps in your life filled with wisdom and kindness. The doctor has left the house, and I will see you next week.